This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Laura and I were talking about sex.
My mom called me the other day and she goes, I saw that picture you posted recently about my thirst trap. And she goes, was that a swimsuit you were wearing?
Aww.
And I said, no, it was my underwear. But if it makes you feel better, you can think of it as a swimsuit.
Bless her heart.
I love, like...
She tried. She was really...
No, she's a supportive queen. But I love also, needing to know, like, what difference does it make?
Also, like, the mom thing of, like, if I just say it out loud, it will be true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you were wearing a swimsuit.
But what?
It's a mom.
It's truly just a fabric difference.
No, it's, like, truly, like... alternative facts. Moms will just weave a tale in their head, and then if it means preserving their image of their child in some way.
But why would a swimsuit, like, it's,
it would just,
be
it will make
I know
it,
it's like more innocent,
it's more
quote
innocent
unquote,
more
but
modest.
It's also like more psychotic to wear a swimsuit,
I mean,
in the winter in a thirst trap.
But that was her way of, like,
rationalizing,
I accept you as a woman, as an adult woman, you know,
as a sexual
being. But I also would like to know that you're still being modest.
Mm-hmm.
It's
jigs up. I have no modesty left.
No, but it's a mom. Like, my mom has, like, foisted her alternative facts upon my sister and me before. Like, it's just what they do.
No, I know, and I appreciate that.
I do too.
It's
love
another
little,
era.
I love a little delusion.
I love a little mom delusion.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up, like, because we were FaceTiming, and then I had to go do an errand to pick up some of Tony's food. And I was like, I'm going to take you off of FaceTime and just put you on audio. And she was like, no, don't. And I was like, I love that you're not okay with me wearing underwear bottoms, but you are okay with me FaceTiming while driving.
She just wants to see your face.
And that was peak mom delusion. Yes. And I was like, this makes me stan. I stan you, mom.
I stan my mom when my dad's on a business trip and she's driving home from my sister's house and calls me and goes, just wanted to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Keep me company.
That's sweet.
It's sweet. It's like her way of being like, you know, protect me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, I'll just talk to you from Target, mom.
Yeah, let's just chat.
They just want to see us.
Mm-hmm.
They just literally are obsessed with us.
No, and I kept the FaceTime on.
Yeah.
I like a FaceTime and drive. I'll
Me
be
too.
Honest.
I do too. I
don't need to look at it, but I like being like on camera.
Yeah, You're good though. You, if I've ever texted you in your car, you have the do not disturb.
Oh yeah, I have that weird away. I don't know how to change it.
And she's driving.
It's really like old. It's really old person vibes. But I always think that. But I kind of like how old person vibes it is, because it does that to anyone that texts me.
No, I kind of, I've had that thought. I was like,
It's so geriatric.
But I respect it. You're taking your safety seriously.
And I don't always. Sometimes it doesn't like come on. Like I will be like texting, but most of the time it does. And I like the geriatric cosplay of it all.
And it's always nice to be off the grid a little.
Yeah, I also like an automated text that's like, I'm not gonna text you back.
No, it's
I wish
great.
I actually had that for every text message I got.
By the way, Tony's like slobbing on, looks like he's slobbing on my knob.
This
right
is
now.
A really, everyone got so sexual this episode.
Tony
You're like
it.
Pushing his head down.
I'm kidding. Tony has a
no, I know.
Chew bone
everyone knows that
on
he's
my
not sucking your
I know.
Dick.
I just need to make sure for some. No,
you
no,
just
no.
screamed loud and it set off his thing. Oh, Tony, go back here. To sucky sucky.
Go back to suck.
Go back to suck.
A place
suck.
Of a place of knob.
Go.
There you go.
Oh my god! If you were Lisa Vanderpump, he would be eating your puss.
Wait, Lisa Vanderpump.
We have to talk about a
something.
Few things of Lisa. Number one, you saw her Halloween costume before I did.
Oh, it was
cursed from Satan's lair,
and it just looked shitty. Like I was like everything. I'm sorry, and I'm gonna
don't
like
you
everything. But everything she does, like it's clearly expensive, but just like just a little bit shitty.
It's all shitty.
That when costume.
It takes a like Dolly Parton said. It costs a lot of money to look this cheap.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. But Dolly looks way better than Lisa could ever hope.
Dolly Parton said that. Then Lena Dunham said that on Girls about like it takes costs a lot to look poor.
Yeah.
I was like,
for certain people it does. Mm-hmm. That's true.
But more haunting than that is Lisa appearing on a town hall Zoom for the WeHo board of what was it?
I don't know.
Business owners. They had like some meeting about the
WeHo's trying to decide whether or not to raise the wages from $17 an hour to $19 an hour.
For service workers.
For service workers, which like, yes, you should fucking raise those wages. That's insane that they're that low in the first place for a city like Los Angeles that is so fucking expensive to live in.
And so...
And it's $2.
It's $2.
There it's was... not like raising it, which I think it should be raised to $25 an hour across the board.
Me too.
But like... It's
especially
not
after
like
these people...
that would be a more shocking like raise to propose $2.
Also, this is we're coming out of a pandemic like that where they were working and putting themselves at risk. Like, yeah, they deserve a little more
or
money.
Not working at all.
Or not working at all.
So then
there was a local news segment about it on like local ABC LA and they
showing
did...
like waiters like in West Hollywood, a bunch of
gays.
Interviewing a bunch of gays on the street, taking the fag temperature.
And they were all like,
and
yeah, it should be raised.
Yeah.
And then there was
lo
like,
and behold.
Well, the thing that got me was, so they showed a clip from one of the meetings and then they don't even say her name. They just say it in a chyron, like at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't say like, you know, a very famous, you know, housewife made an appearance. She just appears like she's some like fucking random citizen. Lisa Vanderpump appears on the Zoom going, I implore you, raising the wage like this would be counterproductive.
She says, I implore you to really think before you decide to raise the wage. And I was like, you fucking
you
British hag. You fucking bitch.
You've
got
miser.
Some bowls.
You got some bowls.
You got some bowls coming
She's
up in
She's a miser.
Here.
Are you fucking kidding me? Of course.
Also, incredible journalistic work by this news team.
Oh, and I love that they...
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for the service and the subtle shade of not saying who she was.
Incredible.
And just being like, here, we present, without any introduction, Lisa Vanderpump.
Fucking Scrooge McDuck over here. Imploring you... I'm sorry, bitch. Three restaurants in one block closed her restaurants at the immediate start of COVID. It wasn't even like, it was like, it's closed. Her employees did not like find out in like a meeting setting or with
any warning.
There
was a sign on the door.
There was a literal text message that was sent out to workers at her restaurants She made no offers of compensation to them during the closure.
Health insurance.
The two Toms raised money on Cameo to give to those workers.
They raised 50
then
grand.
She fucking kept those restaurants closed for as long as humanly possible. They were some of the last in the area to open. I know because I was checking all the time because I wanted to go to Tom Tom. And this bitch has the balls to fucking come up in the Zoom town hall meeting and say, I implore you to think twice before raising the wages.
She goes,
$2?
She goes, I do think it would be counterproductive. How the fuck would it be counterproductive? Sorry,
I'm actually sad that they cut her off because I would like to hear the whole thought of delusion. Because my fear is that she's like, raise them late or so. I don't know. But like, we don't have the whole stories that, and I'm giving her a huge slice of benefit of the doubt by saying that. But like, I would have liked to have seen the full statement. However, I'm like, you're a fucking swine for this.
It's disgusting. And it's like, it's just so
classic.
Classic.
It's fucking classic.
And why? And for someone who's like, for the last decade has been like
flaunting her wealth all over
flaunting
television.
Her wealth, but also being like, I care for my staff like they're children to me. It's like, you don't give a shit about them.
No, you exploit them. You exploit for your own financial gains.
You live vicariously through them. You have them embarrass themselves on television.
I don't even think it's live vicariously. I truly think it's just like exploit and shame for money.
For money and fame and bringing more business to your restaurants. You've used people. The only reason why you have anything of like in the last, especially the last decade, is because of your service workers.
Yeah.
Anything, especially now, the only shred of relevancy she has is Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. And which is all born from people that
in the service industry.
Your as waiters and staff of your fucking restaurants, you delusional fucking bitch.
You owe them $2 more.
Two more dollars.
We're not talking like seven. We're talking
$2.
$2. You fucking
$25. Mom, shut the fuck up. Every time you say something, I have to re-record it. Alexis Nyers.
Oh yeah.
No. Like $2.
$2. It's unbelievable. And the fact that she was so bold as to go onto a Zoom town hall meeting that she knew would get press.
Oh,
and
I don't
say
think
this.
She knew that would get press. I don't think she would have done that if she knew that it was going to.
Really?
Yes, Carrie. You think that she would go and be like, I implore you not to raise the wages. Yeah. Like, I'm sure she fronts to people that work for her as like, I care so much, like blah, blah, blah. Or she just doesn't and knows that like the people will line up around the block to work at her shitty Disneyland restaurants.
But yeah, like, it was shocking.
Go
was,
fuck yourself, you pig bitch. You because pig bitch. You fucking pig bitch. Your food at Sir sucks ass, and you clearly don't spend a lot of money on that. So, like, you can spare two fucking dollars
you didn't have
for these
working
employees.
Lights when I was at Sir.
I'm sorry, but, like,
you had lights flickering on and off. You had four different songs playing, and your bathroom smells like fart.
I pay people who like work for me more than Lisa pays her staff.
It's unbelievable.
Like, if that's the case, and I am by no stretch of the imagination even like a thousandaire, so like what the actual fuck.
It's
you bitch. It's they should have a town hall with everyone that works at her restaurants getting to respond to her imploring.
She must. Do you think she's gonna like have some kind of meeting where she answers to them, like within,
no.
like an internal meeting? Like, this is a crisis. Her that
I think her everyone that works at her restaurants should go on strike.
I would love a strike. Oh, sorry, Tony. No,
he's like, I got the.
You got some bowls.
Go suck.
I
get
have
to work.
I would love to see them on strike. I would join the picket.
Yeah, I would actually, I would
be
go,
like, who are you? Get out of here.
No, I'd be like, it's me. I've spent so much money at Tom Tom.
Hey, it's me.
Guys, it's me. I'm not going to take the focus off you. I'm going to just fade into the background. I'll hold up a sign that says, fuck the Vanderpump pigs.
I've often thought, like, are we going to get blacklisted for talking so much shit? But I'm like, no, she
wants our money.
She won't turn away a dollar.
No, she'll do anything.
She won't turn away a nickel.
Is she broke? That's my next question.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think they have other investments.
I need a fucking full-blown
Tracy Morrissey style.
Tracy Morrissey, but I actually need like an accountant. I can't hire you and pay you. As I said, I don't have the funds, but I think you should do some pro bono work and start forensically digging into. I think it's time. Yeah. I'm saying it is time to just dig a little bit into the Vanderpump's finances just to see what the deal is. I'm not saying that anything's amiss. For all we know, it could be very ducks and all the ducks are in a row and she's just fucking. Tony's like, find the money.
I just have something to say too.
What's that?
I got something to say.
I want Renee to fucking come up in here. This is when we need Renee. I hope the people at Stoned get paid well.
They are. They do.
They are.
I also just like, are we missing something? Is there some like loophole that people are gonna be like, actually, Lisa's right to say this because it means like, blah, 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 blah.
I'm
like,
sure some annoying. We'll come out of the woodwork and be someone, like,
someone's gonna tell someone's us.
Someone's gonna
we're
be
wrong.
A little bitch about it. And I already but to I you it. If you say something. I mean, I will. I'll read what you have to say.
I'd like to
but
know.
But if
like,
you're a little bitch about it,
I genuinely like to know if like we're missing something. Some financial wizard who's like, who like is a champion for like people who like are working in the service industry. If there's some loophole that we don't know about that Lisa Vanderpump's actually like a champion of the middle class. And we're missing it?
I don't...
Please tell us.
Well, that's what my... I was like, maybe, because it cuts her off in her statement. So I was like, what else is there? Are we missing something where then she comes back around and says, like, a grandmaster plan?
But local news is pretty, like... I don't think that they're as, like, salaciously... like, you know what I mean? I think, like, if it
they're
was
less,
TMZ...
They're less, like, motivated, like, yeah, think, CNN or, like, a Fox News.
I think, like, an ABC local would probably... If it's like a town hall, like they love a town hall. They yeah. get all the facts. So if there is some loophole,
did they vote already?
I don't know. There's some loophole. Explain it to me.
I don't think there is a loophole.
I think Lisa's just a fucking miser.
I think she's a fucking
pig bitch.
Pig bitch. I think she is. I think that's like, and I think there needs to be now. I'm like communism. I'm like, rise the fuck up.
Yeah,
quit working. I love that. There are jobs out there. Aren't there like a million jobs out there that people are quitting and finding better jobs? Everyone fucking collectively quit that bitch's restaurants.
No, she'll always find... That's the thing. Once you've got some fame, people will...
I know. People don't
pile on because they want a chance to be on TV. It doesn't matter. She'll always have someone working for her.
But she knows that she can get away with paying like low wages... And just, salvage her bottom line because no one will stop actually working there.
I'm just surprised that even if she didn't think it was going to be recorded, that she would
go on
show
any
herself,
sort of video.
Yeah, that she would
have any footage whatsoever.
As they say, show her ass.
She's like, I had arranged for a fire to take place after this Zoom, but somehow it didn't happen. She's like, Jeremy Maddox, where were you when I needed you the most?
I implore you to not raise it by a nickel. Let it sort of sit. If anything, it should be placed down a notch on the payment scale. And they're like, Ms. Vanderpump, what are you saying?
You nodded off.
And she went, what?
She was like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, and then the kid, her Zoom, what if her Zoom was like her dog? What if she appeared as the dog person in the town hall?
That would have been like iconic.
This is not Lisa. It's a Dalmatian who comes to town halls. He loves town halls. This is...
She, like, tries to hide her identity because she really is desperate for the wages not to raise by $2. How many employees does she have? Like, how many people actually work at in like, service? Maybe 50?
More than that. Probably, like, 100.
100 waiters yeah. across those three yeah. restaurants?
Maybe more. We don't know.
So that's,
and
like,
we're talking not only them. We're talking about the people that work in the kitchen... We're talking about
but even so,
runners, we're talking about chefs.
$2.
Yeah, it's crazy. Those people work... If anyone, I've worked in the service and it, like, you just... The people who work there work so hard and like...
Yeah, that's like a punishing... That's a punishing, ass. Laborious job.
No, and I know it's like I'm saying the obvious, but like it truly is like such hard work and they deserve every penny. So,
yeah.
To be raised. So fuck you, Lisa.
$2.
I don't. I will.
that can't net out to that much money at the end of the day. Like that
and as a strike,
can that really move the needle on her finances like that much? And if so, I'm like, bitch, you need to like file for bankruptcy maybe if that's really gonna like hurt your bottom line so much so that you need to go on a Zoom town hall and implore them.
I implore you. Anyway, it's a pretty radical, shocking, and hilarious segment, like a clip. Like I was screaming.
I screamed too.
And I just love that they didn't introduce her.
It's incredible. Incredible work all around.
If you didn't look down at the bottom left of the screen, you would be like, oh, they're just like presenting her like she's just some like business owner.
Yeah, she's just like another business owner in the West Hollywood neighborhood.
Another annoying rich business owner being like some restaurateur in West Hollywood.
Also, it's like just equally as fucked up because I'm sure a ton of her staff are like gay and lesbian. And well, those are the people, like that is like literally the community that you would be supporting.
She's always been exploiting the gays.
I know.
They had gay bars in London. Like they're always...
You've got some balls. You've got some balls, Miss
Vanderpump and Mr. Todd.
Guys, fucking investigate this bitch. I've had about enough.
Investigate this bitch!
I've had enough.
I know you have.
I have always, for years now, maintained that she is not as innocent as she may seem.
And she was mentioned in this reunion episode. Which I know. I loved
them shitting on her. I'm ready for her fucking...
Yeah.
Ship to come in or whatever the situation, whatever the saying is. Yeah,
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy
Unique Podcast.
Beverly Hell's Angels. The finale is here.
Finally. Fucking finally. They could have skipped the last episode and hopped right to this because this was juicy and I did crave it.
It was juicy, but overall I was like, I thought it was frustrating and tedious and depressing.
Really? I was actually on the edge of my seat the whole time. This is the most compelling television.
Wow. Agree Someone, to disagree.
We will have to agree to disagree then, won't we, darling? I implore you to rethink your feelings about this episode. Quick aside, someone had messaged, I think on the Sup Patreon, being like, what is this song that is used for Beverly Hell's Angels? Like, I've tried to find it and Shazam it, and I can't, and it's killing me. Number one, I love your love for this long-ass song. And number two... It's a stock song, darling.
It's a stock song.
Stock.
We love you for loving us, and our hearts go out to you.
I hope to one day I'm walking down the street and I hear a car go by blasting the song to Beverly Hills Angels.
I was just kind of like, I mean, okay, so let's. So Erica, we come up right where we left off with her going,
"Hear it in my voice. Lashing out at everyone. Why shouldn't I?
Am I angry now enough for you?"
To Crystal, and Crystal goes...
Crystal's like...
Yep.
Sure.
Okay.
I wrote, EJ Global is out of control.
Andy then calls out Erica. He's like, why? He's like, you're really lashing out at all of your friends. Like, they're asking you pretty... He was pretty good in this episode.
He was great. I think that he also... The reader questions that he read were, like, so incredible.
Yeah.
And they've really done a good job in the reunions of having, like, damning reader mail, like, come through. So I'm happy about that. But EJ is insane.
She's nuts.
She's lost the plot entirely. She's so defensive, pointing fingers at everyone else. And I truly was like, she is guilty of something. I don't know what it is, but only a guilty person would act like the way she's acting.
Do you understand?
I understand. I don't know what I know that she's guilty of something.
Same. I've never said it's like what specifically I thought it was, but I'm like, you can't act this way unless you're hiding something.
Yeah.
Unless you're just like unbelievably defensive and like carry shame.
A bit like, even so, there's just no human. There's maybe one moment in this entire reunion where she's a little bit vulnerable, and we'll get to it in this episode. But like,
I didn't think there was any moment. I thought she was completely over the top rehearsed the whole time.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting caught in the wrong shoes can interrupt your plans for the day. Like when that 10% chance of rain ends up looking more like 100%. When the transition to fall and winter feels more like experiencing every season on the same day, there's the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Cross off errands with the splash protection on the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with all-conditioned traction and reflective details on the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Mudguard on the Wool Runner-Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
And he's like, why are they asking you normal questions? Why are you being... And she's like,
what do you think I'm doing now?
Andy asks her, did you know that Tom was having financial or money problems? And she goes, in 2020, yeah. I was on Broadway.
I was on Broadway.
It was like, you bitch, you love saying that too much.
I know.
You weren't really... You were on Broadway, but you also were like not on Broadway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he's like, your credit card stopped working. Is that right? And she's like,
yes, on Broadway. And I thought
on Broadway once again. I was on Broadway.
Yeah, we know you're on fucking Chicago.
You're in Chicago. Literally, like, Rinna was in Chicago. Yeah. So and yeah. Ashley Simpson was in Chicago. So like, bitch, take it down
seat.
A notch.
Take a seat.
Take it down a little bit of a notch. Andy and Kyle, I loved this juicy info. They had heard. That... They had both heard about Tom's money woes from the same person. I love when Kyle was like, "Well, I'd heard, and Andy, sorry, but you heard. You and I heard at the same time from the same person."
And it was Bethany.
Was it Bethany?
Yes, because Bethany's close with Kyle. They're like really good childhood friends.
Oh, yeah. Well, Bethany... I know they showed that article, but I didn't know if they
Bethany
were saying.
Told them. I love Bethany's causing
living.
Leave it to Bethany.
Yeah.
Wait, but before that. Erica goes, "I can't control what Tom Girardi did." And then she goes, "Or did not do." And I was like, "Oh my God, you just totally like, you just did, you told on yourself right there."
Yeah.
Like, she caught, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She
went,
"Oh, I mean, what he didn't do."
She's.
Also, is Kathy holding a bag of nuts at one point?
I don't know. Kathy doesn't say a peep. During this whole time, except at the end where she does some primo Kathy trolls, but she's either eating nuts and then at one point she's like putting her lipstick on.
That was my favorite part of the whole 4-part reunion. Just while Erica's going on a rant, you just see Kathy go. And I was like, God, the camera just loves her. Mm-hmm. They like, she's
a star.
Erica goes, "Why didn't you come to me?"
Dorit also refers to Tom's actions as the alleged atrocities.
I love, Kyle says it was gossip, so she didn't want to come to her about it. But I'm also like, Erica, no one comes to you because you're fucking terrifying.
Yeah, everyone's afraid of you and you lash out at anyone who asks you anything.
And you act like a fucking psycho to them. Do you think they're going to be like, wow, I can't wait to just ask her a harmless question to clarify a rumor that I heard?
Mm-hmm.
She's also lying about her waterproof mascara.
Oh, yeah. So Erica says she didn't intend. She goes, and then Rinna goes, "Well, you know, you have a lot of glam squads, so maybe that day you just had someone different doing your makeup." I was like, Rinna, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you're a little bitch.
You are so transparent.
I'm really enjoying calling people bitches today.
No,
really fun word to use, and it's very applicable in every situation.
I have to say, like, even though, like, Kyle a few times and Dorit a few times kind of press back, everyone, again, except Garcelle and Sutton, comes to Erica's defense. Mm-hmm. And they completely give her so much slack.
They're Stockholm syndrome.
It's unbelievable. Rinna is just her constant, like,
her mouthpiece, yeah.
She's her false prophet. It's unbelievable.
Erica goes, "I don't want the sympathy vote. I didn't wear the waterproof. It was just a mistake. I'm allergic to mascara, so I always wear waterproof, but that day I didn't." And it's like, okay, what the fuck are you saying then? Yeah, why wouldn't you? Andy was like, then why would you not wear it? And she goes, "If you see me," and I'm patting my eyes, "and it was a hard day for me, and I don't even know what." And you're like, okay, you fucking liar.
I also love that they brought up Camille's tweet where she was like, "I went to the Caribbean and I saw..."
She swam in the Bahamas and not a single tear rolled down her face.
And then they all go like, "Well, let's not bring up someone who's not on the show anymore." And I was like, fuck you all. Camille was the original.
Yeah. And Dorit goes, "Yes, I agree."
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah. I was like, because you just don't want to be like, have your lawsuits brought up by Camille.
Yeah.
"Yes, I agree."
This is when I wrote, this is so compelling. Because then Andy was like, "Have you asked Tom, did he do this or not?" She goes, "I asked him why. What? Why would you leave me with millions of dollars of lawsuits filed against me?" And she turns on the waterworks.
Well, and then Andy goes, "So apparently you called him recently." And she was like,
"Yes, I saw the picture of him out in Beverly Hills with a black eye." And she goes, "I just wanted to make..." And then she goes, "I just wanted to make sure he was safe."
And then she starts crying. She goes,
"Look, I wore waterproof mascara. Do you see?"
I'm like, making a joke.
Believe that she is sad about Tom.
I
do think that. Okay. I think she's sad about Tom. I don't know if the dementia is real, but I do think like her emotion about whatever's going on is sad.
Okay.
She doesn't ask. She doesn't really answer the question, "Have you asked him if he did it?"
She can't answer it. That's the first thing I would
ask.
It
doesn't even matter because what he says, because he's incompetent.
Incompetent.
Which I actually Love that line. No, but... So I'm left holding the fucking bag. And then Dorit goes, oh, fucking hell.
It's the most logical, natural question to ask your significant other in this situation. Did you do it? And she can't answer it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's like, it's like a form. It's like every time she's asked that question, she's like, what do you mean? It's like, what do you mean? Yeah, what do you mean?
I bet, though, that some lawyers have said, like, you can't say
if you've had that conversation
or not. Or, like, if you have, like, what the outcome was of that conversation.
Then just say that. I would trust her more if she was like, legally, I can't tell you.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that she's a goddamn liar.
Also, she finally says EJ Global.
I know.
And I screamed. And lived.
She denies that 20 mil was transferred to EJ Global.
Yeah, she's like, 18 million over 12 years. She goes, and
14 million over 12 years.
She goes, and with this crew, that's about 2 million a year, which is easy.
So over the years, it's been about 2 million a year. And that's just normal for the lifestyle.
I don't believe her.
I said, nice allowance.
Yeah, that's...
that's great. That's great. Also like pre you being on the show.
Yeah, now you're making probably a million per season. 700,000 a season.
And like, so she does though make a good point about the funds getting like in Tom's bankruptcy case, like I guess he's applying or whatever, filing bankruptcy as like for his business, but then also his personal life, like both things bankrupt. And so it's going to be like a long, arduous process to get to sift through 20 years of financial statements and figure out where the misappropriated funds came from and where they went to, and have like a full Excel document. I would absolutely fuck and suck to see that Excel document.
No, it's like, where did $100 million go?
But she also made a good point where she's like, okay, so then everyone's salary that worked at Girardi Keys should be like clawed. Like, are you going to try and get money back from like the secretaries that worked there, the other lawyers? And I'm like, that's kind of true. Like, she is on the hook because she's his wife and they're both public figures. And she is even, I would say, more of a public figure than he is. But like, yeah, like I don't necessarily think that if what she's saying is true, that she should be the only person held accountable to try and get this money back.
No, I agree, but we've already talked about this. They're always going to go for like the beautiful wife.
Yeah.
That's just how it rolls.
Kyle goes, what about the money that he gave to the mistresses? And EJ goes, should we go get the money out of their ass? I was like, oh my God.
Did he shove it in?
Was he putting money in their ass? Is that something he likes to do? Didn't even know that people did that.
I just wrote Rinna is on EJ Global payroll still.
Yeah.
She just keeps going, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Ooh. And then Erica turns it on Dorit's lawsuit at one point.
I love.
And she goes,
ask me to my face, love.
She says that she would never have been on a reality TV show if she knew Tom was a cheater.
And Rinna goes, exactly. I mean, you're a smart girl. She wouldn't have done that. Also, Erica's vaguely speaking with British enunciation.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, what is that to say?
Like she has gone a little bit
Lilo.
What are you doing?
The Federation.
Sutton... They flash to like Sutton saying the rumor that like someone quit Girardi Keys. I also think these women are not being honest about what they knew and the rumors
it's
that
true.
They've heard.
They're all of them, including Sutton and Garcelle.
Yeah. Every single one of them, I think, have heard something. And I think if there are rumors out there that like randos are hearing about this, you bet your bottom dollar EJ Global also knew that just something was amiss.
Mm-hmm.
But then, so regarding Sutton's rumor, then EJ's like, well, who said it then? What was the name of the employee? You gotta give me a name. You gotta help me. I need help. Help me. Help them. And I was like, okay, so she is asking for help, and that shocks me. And I thought, like, this is a positive step in the right direction. She's also either asking for their names so she can put out a hit on them from her cop son, or she's like really gonna try and like get to the bottom of things.
I think Sutton's face is really one where MV, just her sitting there like this. Like she's just,
she's so composed.
Her reactions are just so like adult.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Like she is acting like a human, like a mature human being who's engaging in a
years.
Conversation yeah. about like something dicey, but really trying to communicate. And EJ is Mr. Toad's wild ride.
She's talking. And then
she was at Christmas dinner. I didn't do enough.
She goes, she just said I'm not angry enough about Crystal.
It's like, EJ, and then Rinny goes, she didn't say that, though.
Rinny goes, ladies, we all need to know and learn that talking about behind people, behind their backs, never works. And then Andy goes, I mean, Rinna.
He goes, really, Rinna? And then it cuts to the glorious montage of just going down the list of everyone Rinna has talked shit about and, like, stirred up drama. Like,
explosive things to be talking about.
Truly?
Munchausen, addiction.
The Munchausen of it all makes me cry. I cry out loud when I see any mention of, she goes, Munchausen,
yeah,
and then reads it, because we all know that Yoli did.
I know, but also it's saying that Kim was near death, like Rinna, I mean, even if it was
shit fucking stir.
She talks, and then Rinna goes, well, I would know more than anyone. I was like, you got caught. You were trying to be like,
yeah. She's really like, because someone did ask a question. I don't know if it was later in the episode, but they're like, you have gone down the list and just come for every single person, every single season with like explosive Denise. Gossip, drama, rumors. And then suddenly this season, you just like don't even question. You say we shouldn't even question Erica. And like, what's the deal with that? And she doesn't even really answer. She's so like, well media trained, mm-hmm. that she's like, she goes one by one for like answering for Munchausen's, answering for Kim, answering for Denise, and then being like, I have to live with that, and that's what I'd have to live with every day. But she never answers why for Erica.
She goes, they haunt me.
I'm like, they don't haunt her at all. Like,
someone's haunting you.
I don't think she's haunted. I really think that she's just like,
I don't think she feels,
I don't think she cares.
No, I don't think she has any care. I think
But I don't know why, out of all those people, Erica is the one where she draws the line.
They got, maybe they like,
they're in cahoots.
Found a body together or something. Like, it's that level.
Or
of
she
like,
just like loves her. She's just like, my best friend.
Yeah.
Let's
Wait,
go.
Wait, P.S. Did you see Rinna's daughter overdose?
No.
She did like an Instagram live where she was talking about
Amelia?
The other one. Delilah, she was like, she was flying home to get her second vaccine from England because they wasn't available then. And she's like, I had some kind of reaction to the vaccine and it triggered my Epstein-Barr, and like my Lyme's and Epstein-Barr were both triggered and like inflamed. And she had started having all these crazy symptoms, and then her housekeeper gave her like medication or something, and she like OD'd on like Xanax or something. Yeah, it was. I didn't watch.
That's an incredibly roundabout way to
she's
overdose.
She's got Lyme's too, apparently. Classic Lyme.
Classic Lyme shenanigans.
And she's like, it kind of felt vaguely anti-vaccine, but also like, she's like, but I'm not anti-vax. Like, she's like very contradictory.
Is she just trying to get ahead of like the headline of that
so.
She overdosed?
I think so.
Because I know that the vaccine can cause flare up of like autoimmune disorders.
But I'm like, it was just like watching. I was like, what is happening?
That seems like she's just trying to like
get ahead of it.
Get ahead of a salacious headline that's like, fucking this bitch took like two Xanax bars and like drank a bottle of champagne and OD'd. Like,
I mean, she was like out and about on Halloween. So I don't think, and it happened, I think it happened like in the last few weeks. So like, she's clearly like recovered.
When did she get vaxxed?
I don't know. I didn't watch. The whole thing was like her just being like.
I love that. I'm going to bookmark it to watch later.
Are you all in here? Okay. This is my story. I just want to share it from my side of the story. I was like, I can see Brenna with like a pistol off screen. Mm-hmm.
Her tiny gun pointing.
I'm sorry. And I believe, I'm sure people have Epstein-Barr, but like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, tons of people do. But it's very common. That's mono.
But like, everyone has Lyme who's rich.
Pray to get mono.
Yeah, we all wanted to get mono. It was chic.
I was like, always asking to get tested because I thought I had mono and never once did it come back positive.
It's like hot girl virus. Mm-hmm. All the popular people all had mono.
Yeah. And especially the hottest, kind of sluttiest or most like sexually adventurous girls.
And guys.
Yeah.
So it was like mono. Very chic. But why do celebrity children all have limes?
Are they just all riding horses and being out in the woods?
I guess they're around ticks a lot.
I think maybe they're out like in nature more than like.
Okay.
Maybe they're like, because.
It seems to be a con.
It's rich girl virus.
It's a contagion within the like West Side adjacent community.
Well, riding horses, maybe you get a tick from a horse. Or if you go in summer and like Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket.
That's true.
Are there many ticks in California?
Hamptons,
Tick Central.
Tick Central. Okay, well maybe.
The Northeast. Like if you are summering in the Northeast on a regular basis, your like tick encounters skyrocket.
Yeah, well, I hope Delilah Bell recovers.
I gotta watch this video. I've gotta get to the bottom of this.
I did not do it justice. I'm sure I'm missing a lot of details, but basically she said the vaccine caused an autoimmune flare-up with her.
So she had to take Xanax?
I don't know.
That's not like a logical conclusion to an autoimmune disease flare-up. You don't take Xanax because you're having like... If you're Epstein-Barr, which is mono, aren't you pretty fatigued? And then if you take Xanax on top of being fatigued, like that is not a treatment for like just to be fatigué.
Apparently like everyone gets Epstein-Barr, but only a few people show symptoms. Like it's like one of those diseases that like everyone on earth will get.
Yeah, my brother got mono from a girl he kissed in high school. And then
which brother? Blank.
And then that developed into Guillain-Barré, which is like really, really bad. Like where your appendages start going numb and like you can die from that. And ended up in like ICU for 9 days.
It's really scary, but all the names are very chic.
So chic.
Guillain-Barré. Sounds like a character in Emily in Paris.
I know, it really is. But it was like actually incredibly frightening and like a really rough thing for him to go through. So I believe in Epstein-Barr.
No, I do too. It's just interesting.
But I don't, never once during that whole episode was anyone ever like, you know what he could really use right now? Some Xanax.
No, I'm not saying you can't get Lyme or Epstein-Barr, obviously. I think it's totally real. I know people who've had it, but I'm just like, it's curious that all these celebrity children have Lyme.
Well, maybe I think Lyme is like the new, remember in 2007, it was everyone was just exhausted all the time and stars were being like hospitalized for exhaustion, aka drug addiction.
Yeah, they were going to rehab.
But I think maybe Lyme is like the new exhaustion and that it's like publicists have been like, we've cracked the code. People don't buy exhaustion anymore, but they really buy into Lyme. Yeah,
that's true.
And I think that might be like the new kind of galaxy brain explanation for like drug addiction.
It's a publicist diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Anyway,
EJ, when she says that when she told Sutton, I'm coming for you, that she really meant that she won't have sympathy for Sutton when she goes through her problems.
Well, okay, so Erica is talking, and then Garcelle kind of on an aside turns to Sutton and goes, did she ever apologize to you? And Sutton goes, no. And then Erica goes, what?
What are you saying?
What was
like,
that?
And Garcelle's like, I asked if you ever apologized to her. And she goes,
no. No, why would I? I never will.
And then Sutton was like, well, it just felt weird to me, like in Del Mar when you were talking to me all of a sudden. And I thought, like, was that you apologizing or what was that? Were you just lying to me? And she goes,
no, that was me playing your ass.
No. This was so she explains that, like, she didn't there. Andy's like, what did you mean when you threatened her at Kathy's dinner?
Oh.
And then she says, like, you.
Sorry, that's a while away. I didn't mean to.
No, it's okay. But she said, like, I didn't mean, like, I was going to hurt you. I meant, like, that everyone goes through their ups and downs on this show, and sometimes you're up and then sometimes you're down. And when you're down, I won't have sympathy for you. She and says, they were like,
I won't grant you the grace
that I asked for.
And Andy goes, that's not how that sounded, Erica.
That's not at all how that sounded.
She's lying.
Yeah.
Like, it's
this is a, okay. So this is like a lie. This is why I backed up, because the escalation to what Sutton eventually says was so incredible, and I just wanted to, like, honor that. So, like, everyone's like, that's not really what you meant, and that's not how it sounded in that moment. And then Sutton's like, well, I hired security for a week after you, like, threatened me, because you threatened me and my family, and you didn't, and I just, like, didn't know.
And Erica goes,
what you would do. And she laughs, and I wrote, EJ needs to be restrained. She goes, yeah.
Well, how I felt when you were talking to me is that you were being a bitchy fucking cunt.
And then Kyle goes,
no, but here's the thing. Sutton gets, and Erica then, says, calls her terrible names. And no one says, like, why didn't anyone in that moment go, Erica, don't say that.
Yeah, I know. No one, she's like, everyone's scared of her.
Like, she called someone a C word, and, like, it's Sutton who's like,
like, can you not right now?
She's not
no
the one
to
call.
No one checks her.
But no one, like, even, like, I was just like, it's not Crystal or Griselle, but, like, people who are Sutton's friends, like, I was like, why is no one saying, Erica, don't say that?
I think she's just, like, so far gone. People are just like, and this filming day has probably been, like, 12 hours. Like, they just want to get the fuck out of there.
That made me uncomfortable, her saying that. She,
bitchy fucking cunt.
I was just like, you're such a stupid bitch. But... takes one to know one.
Also her, but then, but so, her, sorry, but her speaking of galaxy brain, like, her logic of, like, everyone's gonna go through what I'm going through, it's like, no, they're not.
No,
most people won't.
Some people have bad seasons and they get, like, the villain edit, if you will, but, like,
this
what you are going through is, like, a spectacular
shit show,
fireball, like, a once in a lifetime happening.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp, or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Erica's mad in her mind, Sutton called her a liar or insinuated that she's lying. And then Sutton is like, I was just trying to, like, clarify, because you had lied about things when you had conversations with us where you, like, either lied by omission or left out facts or, like, so I was pointing that out that you were lying. And then Erica's like, I never lied, never did a thing. Maybe I didn't say something, but then the moment that I did, I said it. And, like, it's just like she's lying again, but not really getting it. And then they flash back to Del Mar, and Sutton goes, like, in Del Mar, you pretended to be my friend, and I thought you were being sincere. But you know what that is? Lying. And then I truly like screamed out loud when she said that.
And Erica goes, that's called playing your ass, bitch.
No, that's actually just playing your ass.
AKA lying.
And then Sutton goes, she goes, talk about it like an adult, Erica. Talk about it like an adult.
Like, what is the, why can't she just be like.
And what's weird to me is that everyone goes, lying's a, that's a, liar is a hard, even like Crystal, they're all going, liar is a, that's a big word.
Also, I'm like,
shut up, everyone.
Lol at Crystal, like, dying on that hill because she was the one who was like dying on the hill of Violate for the whole season.
I know.
Through this, like, reunion.
No, that was, it was kind of spectacular. And also, I don't know if this, if it, it just struck me as weird, and maybe I heard it wrong, but when they're still talking about Erica's, she goes, why is it such a big deal? Like me saying I came to her, came, I'm going to come for her. She's like, if this was Potomac, Atlanta, it would just be conversation. And I was like.
Yeah, she said New York too, but I feel like that was like an afterthought after she realized she'd like name checked two like mostly black
cast
shows.
Yeah, I was like,
shows.
And I thought Garcelle was
Garcelle said, like, what does that mean?
Yeah,
but then they skipped over that, and it was just like, well, we're going to ignore that little
I know!
Garcelle, slip up.
Garcelle goes, she goes,
oh my God.
Sorry. Garcelle goes, she goes, what do you mean by that? And I was like, thank you. Someone, and then they were just all like, oh. And
yeah.
No one said anything. I was like, oh my God. She just dodged
the
something.
Fact that she threw New York in their last min was like a saving grace for what otherwise.
That was a clearly racist remark.
Yeah. And also like.
Potomac, Atlanta.
You did.
New York.
Threatened. Because everyone in Beverly Hills is so fucking precious.
I was like, no, I mean, you literally acted like a fucking ghoul at Kathy's dinner.
Anyone?
You threatened Sutton, made everyone so uncomfortable. But it also is like, if no one checks her in the moment and is like, you're acting like an insane killer, like, please stop.
You're embarrassing yourself.
You're embarrassing yourself and making yourself look incredibly guilty right now, which someone should have said.
Rinna, if she's being such a good friend, should have been like,
taken her aside and been like, you need to stop this. And no one does that. So then she just continually gets away and then can like revise the narrative at the reunion and like clarify what she was quote unquote saying.
If this were my friend, I would be like, I'd be like, you are being an asshole. You have to stop. You have
yeah.
to stop.
I would have been like, you are embarrassing yourself right now.
And you're embarrassing me.
Yeah. I would have just, well, I'm like, your actions don't affect me whatsoever, but I feel for you, girl, and you need to stop.
But that was, I'm still on that Garcelle moment of her going, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, I was like, honey.
Erica, she's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's out of control.
She gets to say whatever she wants.
Is it just the seniority factor? Is she really that terrifying, IRL?
She's technically not really an OG.
She's not an OG. Kyle is the OG.
Kyle's the OG. And by proxy, Kathy.
Yeah. But like.
I don't get it.
The fact that she can get away with all this is pretty wild. I love any flashback that's like, as a result of the crash, his ankle was broken.
As a result of the crash.
And then she keeps being like, When Rin asked me a question I couldn't answer, I said, I can't answer that. And Rinna goes, and I said, okay.
Yeah. And then we get to Rinna again being like, they haunt me. Those times where I talk shit.
Yeah. And we get another Munchausen where Yoli tries to tell her.
I just wrote Rinna total socio.
Well, Rinna also like, you know that she doesn't care. Like she is like, she'll never explain her methods.
She also like. The thing that freaks me out about her and also makes me like, God, she's really good on the show is like, even when she's like apologizing, you can see like she's almost like trying. It looks like she's trying not to laugh.
Yeah.
She's like,
she's completely insincere.
Yeah. She's like, they haunt me and I will always feel guilty about that, even to this day.
She says all the right words, but there's like...
There's an emptiness there that's so... That's kind of iconic.
It's iconic. I hope, though, that she does find a new... Like, she was pretty boring this season because she wasn't trying to come for anyone.
I need her to come back.
So we need her to come back. And I guess if you're not going to really hang EJ Global out to dry, you're going to have to pick a new victim and really go for it. I need it... Like, I wish they would bring Yolanda back and then just fire up the Munchausen storyline again. I don't think I even watched that season, so I'm actually going to go so back good. And watch it.
They bring up LVP and like how she had to answer for things and like all the stuff, and then Erica goes,
"She ran away. I'm here. I showed up."
That's true.
It is true. I give her a little
Vando
credit.
Never answered questions.
No. No, she
She stirred the pot, never took accountability for anything, and then the moment that her feet were held to the fire, she dipped.
She and Erica are, like, maniacal in very different ways. Like, Lisa just completely ice, like, walling up and, mm-hmm. like, keeping everyone out, not answering a single thing, while Erica just is, like, Godzilla.
Yeah.
Flinging,
She's in, like... It's like a self-destructive. I think the way she has been about all this has been incredibly self-destructive. Mm-hmm. It's like shown a really fascinating side of her own personality because it's so not the way mm-hmm. I would have played this, or I think anyone with like a very solid sense of self mm-hmm. would have played these kinds of accusations out. And it really does seem like she doesn't get it. She doesn't get why
she doesn't.
It so comes off so badly.
At one point, Erica goes, "Can someone back me the fuck up?"
And Andy starts laughing at her.
And she goes, "What?
Why are you laughing at me?"
He goes, "You're a piece of work."
He goes, "I've never met anyone like you."
And it's not really a compliment.
No.
It's like you're
the craziest bitch I've ever met. And he's met everyone. He's met everyone in the world that he could probably want to meet. And he's never once met someone like EJ Global.
Erica then starts explaining like
she goes,
crash.
EJ Global comedy hour begins right now, because she takes what Andy says as a compliment when really it was like he's in shock at her outrageous behavior.
Her ghoulishness.
And she goes, "Listen, I understand the story I'm telling is fucking wild." And then she goes into full-blown
campfire tale.
She goes,
tall tale, Paul Bunyan, like...
Yeah.
He harmonica
goes, "Your
playing.
Your son's car, like, the cars are flipping over and rolling." She goes, "Well, my son's car rolled and Tom's flipped. Actually, it was, and I didn't see him for 9 hours, actually, not 12. And she goes, and it's like, okay, wow, like new information. So she, a lie.
Yeah, so she goes,
"By midnight, you know, you start thinking something's up."
She goes,
"Shit's wrong.
He was out on the west side, and he said, 'I'll be home soon.' And then last time I talked to him, it was 6 p.m. And then midnight rolls around. And after midnight, something ain't right."
And Renee goes,
And she goes, "He calls me. He calls me in the morning, 6 a.m. He goes, 'I think I'm on the west side.'"
Well, she goes,
6 a.m. in the morning.
"I get a call. It's Tom."
"It's Tom."
She goes, "All he says was, 'I think I'm on the west side.' Then he hangs up."
And Annie goes, "Well, did you try find my phone?" And then Renee goes, "He has a flip phone!"
And they all go, "Ah!"
And Erica goes,
"Come on, keep up."
And she goes, "Can I finish my story?" To Andy.
No, to Dorit.
Oh, yeah.
Dorit starts, she's like, I'm trying to cover for her, I think. And then Erica goes, "Can I finish my story?" And Dorit just goes, yes.
EJ needs to work on her crowd work skills. Because she really, like,
a comedian.
Yeah, no, like, she'd be great until an audience member goes like, "Woo!" And then she goes,
You shut the fuck up.
It would alienate the crowd.
Yeah. I love, Dorit has been on her side basically the whole time.
"Can I finish my story?" It's like, bitch, you've had the last three episodes.
Yeah, this has been your story.
Erica Jane,
my story, the reunion.
It's unbelievable. She's such a narcissist. It's unbelievable.
She goes, "Tom called again. He goes, I can see the bridge. And that's when I knew. So I go down and I see the car. No, Tom. Tom's at the bottom of the ravine. 911, go to the hospital.
Go to the hospital.
I was like, girl.
And Erica, everyone's going, Rena's going like this. When she goes,
I saw the bridge and I knew he was near our house. I knew he was nearby.
So I go down, see the car. No Tom.
No Tom. Tom is at the bottom of the ravine.
Tom is at the bottom of the ravine.
And then Rena goes.
And then Kathy goes, allegedly. Love you, Ka.
Oh my God. Love she was you. Good. God, really she's fucking good. She should do comedy.
Yeah. Andy goes, well, why was it snowing where your son was?
And she goes,
We're not going to get into that.
I was like,
but like, can't we though?
Why?
Why? Like, Erica, why was it snowing? She didn't. And I will do have to say, I take umbrage with them being like, she did answer all the questions because she didn't answer that question. Why the fuck was it snowing?
Yeah, she goes,
bottom of the, she goes, at the end of the day, Erica has cooperated. Erica has done, and she's referring, and everyone, you see everyone's faces at that point, even like
Rena, like they're all like,
when you go into third person, not even Rena can have your back.
Erica has cooperated. Erica's spoken to the lawyer. She's spoken to the police.
Erica's done everything she can. Erica's also been sued day after day. All right?
I was like, so you're guilty because you have to remove yourself from yourself. That is unhinged.
No, it's too much.
It's rich.
Also being like, one car rolled, the other car flipped.
I can't get into that right now.
We're not going to get into that. Please, I
beg of you to talk about the weather. Where
I need to know if it's going to be snowing. Like, I need to know if,
was there a rogue snowstorm?
Is climate change here?
Like, what is happening and why was it snowing?
I just can't wait for EJ to be a Fox News host.
I pray that she continues to be on the show.
Final thoughts.
Erica Jane.
Can't you see her as like a terrifying Fox News hostess? I can.
No. I don't know what I see for her. I see her just like reigning terror queen supreme of Beverly Hills.
Aren't I allowed to finish my story of what?
Give me a sign. I know the tales I'm spinning a fucking wild.
So then Andy's like, okay, well, thank you for answering every question. There he goes. Of course.
That's why I'm here.
He goes, okay, everyone, final thoughts. Crystal, do you have anything you want to say? And she goes, nope, I'm done.
Erica goes, I'm sorry I bit your head off.
She's like, okay.
She's like, it's fine.
Erica goes, can I just say one thing?
I was like, oh of course you can. It? Why yeah. not? Yeah, you've been saying it for the last 4 weeks.
We're not
going to
stop you now. Go ahead. Go ahead, my lady. Like, can one person on this show troll her? By all means.
I mean, Kathy kind of trolled her.
But like, no one is going in at the level that would be appropriate. I think they're just all exhausted.
Yeah, Crystal just being like, no, I'm done.
Well, also, like, it cuts to commercial and cuts back and EJ is like, look, I really am sorry I bit your head off. And like, blah, blah, blah. And Crystal's like, you know I'm on your side. And I was like, you guys are colluding behind the scenes, like, but it makes her even crazier to do that to someone that's like had her back, quote unquote, the entire time.
No, I think when she's in that place of defense, she sees everyone as an enemy. Her vision goes into like Terminator mode and it's just like anyone, or like Predator mode. If you have a gun, you're dead.
This is so wild to me too, because having gone to therapeutic boarding school, like you would be in these kinds of situations with people in like forums or group therapy, and like people that were doing an EJ Global would not be allowed to get away with that. Like, you would, like, if someone was doing that, and tons of people did, like, get really defensive, like the whole structure of obviously like a very flawed cult-like system was like, you just break the person down until they're like fully, you've gotten to the bottom of like the pathos that's like driving their entire reactions. Mm-hmm. And I just like crave that kind of interaction on TV.
Yeah. I mean, it's happened with other people who have like been at the center of scandal, quote unquote, like mm-hmm. they've been held to, their feet have been held to the fire. So it's like, it's just, I still, for the life of me, can't understand why Erica wasn't.
Yeah, like Denise, I'm not.
Even Yolanda, like Brandy, like all these people in Beverly Hills have been Kim.
Oh God,
Vanderpump.
Kim.
Like they've all been
Vanderpump. Not really.
Well, but she was like, they confronted her. She didn't say anything, but like they said things to her that they.
Yeah, but they. She back. Also got to leave.
No, I, but you know what I mean, though. Like they've come for her, though.
Yeah.
They no one really ever came for Erica. At no. the end of the day, she's.
It's weird.
And then Kathy goes, can I say one thing? She goes, it's to Garcelle. And then Garcelle goes, oh, Kathy, what did you want to say to me? And then she goes, I wasn't allowed to come to your dinner. And she goes, and I wanted to, but I wasn't allowed. And I was upset about it. And then we find out that Kathy had to wait 3 more days because of her COVID. She goes, I just wanted to make that clear. I was like, ugh. Ever the class act, right?
She came with that. They were like, that was written on your note. She was like, yeah, Garcelle.
She had it on her little purse. Also, when she's applying lipstick, Kyle looks over at her and you can tell Kyle's trying not to laugh.
And trying also probably not to be like, Kathy, don't do that right now.
Yeah. And then Rinna goes, he's like, Rinna, any final thoughts? And she goes, you know, I'm a good friend. I am.
I'm a really good friend.
I'm a really good friend.
Like, that's not what Denise would say.
Yeah. And he goes, finally, Erica. And she goes, you know, I came here with an open heart.
I hope for nothing. It's like, totally.
Yeah.
Clearly, you don't.
I was like, yeah, slay.
One car flipped, the other car rolled.
Okay. 6 a.m.
Neat.
6 a.m.
Sutton said that her biggest regret was with Crystal.
Yeah, fair enough.
And Crystal's, they like.
I'm glad that they're friends. That was clearly just like a misunderstanding and like a hot-headed moment.
I'm glad Sutton said nothing about Erica and her regrets.
Yeah, what would she have to regret?
But I bet Erica
literally only said like, Sutton didn't even call her a liar. She just like was truly trying to get to the bottom and understand facts of what was happening. I hope for nothing.
I bet Erica was waiting for her to be like, I'm sorry, Erica.
No, I would have thought Erica was going to like apologize or...
No.
No. Then Kathy's butlers, Patrick and Carlos, come and give everyone martinis.
Yeah, it was pretty chill.
And they go, you haven't been traumatized enough by these women? And Patrick goes, how can I be traumatized by 8 beautiful ladies?
Everyone goes, yay.
I apologize.
And eats her olive.
It's like, don't give this woman any alcohol.
Yeah, it's the last thing she needs.
The last thing she needs is vodka.
She's seriously unwell.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, I understand why someone would lose it.
Yeah.
But I think.
So many lawsuits.
But as Sutton said, respond like an adult.
And also, she did make a deal with the devil.
She did.
I think that when you marry someone, when you're in a position with like low of like lower status and lower wealth, and you marry someone a lot older and powerful and wealthy, that is making a deal with a devil of some sort. Yep. Regardless of what your gender is and what their gender is, you're still just making a deal.
The devil deals.
And the devil comes back to collect.
And with that, my final thought.
What's your final thought? I like this cast is my final thought, and I'm ready for them next season to come back, and I'll accept more.
I'm actually ready for like Adrienne to come back.
Would love her back.
I want like a random OG Beverly Hills to come back. Just for like.
Taylor Armstrong.
No, she's too dark.
No, she's cursed.
She's cursed.
I want Kim.
I do, but I for her like wellness and her serenity, I don't think she should be on TV.
Yeah.
But I want her to be in acting.
Well, she's got to start somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. So happy to be on this journey with you.
Yeah. I wish that they would bring Yoli back.
Well, maybe after the Zane.
That Dutch slut.
Maybe after this whole Zane fiasco.
Miss her. No, but I like this cast, and I'm like, I'm ready for the EJ Global insanity hour to just like continue.
Yeah, it's tedious for me, and it's she literally makes me want to like claw my eyes out watching her, but it's good TV.
Yeah, I'm like endlessly compelled, and
I'd like to see what would happen if she had less buffering, and I think that will happen next season now that the women know how everyone feels.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be less Erica like padding
and less of her getting away with saying whatever yeah. she wants.
And I think it's going to be her and Rinna backed into a corner against everyone. Like I have a feeling that's coming, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm ready for Kathy to have a diamond, which I think she's going to.
Okay, good.
And I'm ready for, yeah, I like this crew. I like all of them. Mm-hmm. I want a friend of that's going to cause a lot of trouble or something. Yeah,
I want someone to really mix it up.
So
we need like a Brandy Glanville
yeah.
type
mm-hmm.
to be inserted into the mix.
I agree.
I think that they should go, and I said this on this week's episode of Sup, but I really think that they should go with someone much younger.
Mm-hmm.
Like how they did in New York when they introduced Tinsley.
And Leah, yeah.
And Leah. And just to like mix up the energy.
Yeah, I think.
And I think it puts everyone, it's great to introduce in a bevy of like very image conscious women. It's always a good move to put a really much younger woman in the mix.
Yeah, a young, hot woman who's married to like some
just
really rich
guy. Gorgeous, hot woman that's mouthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or woman. Hmm. Bring in a, I'd love like a hot power lesbian.
Yeah.
In Beverly Hills.
Would live for a sassy les.
Right.
Would also live for just like a mouthy gay in the mix. Friend of that
friend
was a gay
some...
that was just out to cut fucking throats would be.
I need. Chef's we need kiss. This. We need a friend of gay who's just like who's not like Brad from New York, who's like a fabric ghoul. We need like a.
I don't even know who that is.
Jill's gay friend Brad, who was like
I don't
super
remember
messy
him.
And dark. He was terrifying.
Yeah, but not, like we and need... not Cedric.
No,
who's literally a
no.
prisoner.
We don't need Cedric or Brad. We need like Hunter, who's like the boy toy of some like powerful like daddy, you know what I mean? Who and he's just like a fucking cunt.
We need like an independently wealthy or like a trust funder.
Yeah.
Like we need like a PJC type yes. that can come in and
be messy.
Just
in the
be
right
messy
ways.
And smack everyone the fuck around.
Yeah.
And talk a lot of shit and get everyone riled up.
Like honestly, like Magic Johnson's son. EJ
yes.
Johnson.
Like EJ Johnson versus EJ Global.
I would fucking die.
That's the celebrity death match we need and deserve.
I want like just like someone who's just like powerful and like this a powerful gay who has no
a powerful gay with no alliances and really no moral compass.
Which there's a lot of them.
There's
so.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot to choose from.
Like dear God, give us the gift
yeah.
of just a fucking cutthroat gay.
We need it. Pray.
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 We pray to thee.
Follow Laura at Lars Marie.
Follow Kara at eCario. And
stay tuned for what we do next time.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.